Welcome to Random Rambling and Rhetoric with TJ Mercer. That's my TT. And it's all powered by her Samsung Notes. Now, here's my TT.
I just loves me some porta potties, said no one ever. I don't know about you, but the ickiest thing on the planet is when I am forced to use a porta potty. I try to hold my bladder until the last possible minute. And what about nasty public restrooms? Ew, public restrooms plus kids. Parents, what do you do as soon as you take them to a public bathroom? You make them hold up their hands and forbid them to touch anything. Then you get in the stall, there's no toilet paper or seat cover, you handle your business, come out, and then there's no soap or paper towels. Lord have mercy, Jesus is just not a good situation all around. Fortunately, there's the restroom kit, a full bathroom solution the size of a lightweight deck of cards. A deck of cards, y'all. I keep one in my purse all the time just because it's complete with a full patented oversized toilet seat cover, enough toilet paper to cover the essentials, plus wet wipes for your tushy and your hands. The restroom kit is a don't leave home without it necessity for your road trips, you going camping, the beach, festivals, basically any restroom that ain't yours. Even that friend of yours who's cleaning is not their strong suit. You know what I mean? So pop on over and visit therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com. And when you use the code RAMBLINGS, RAMBLINGS, you will get 15% off your purchase. So stop going to the bathroom without the full protection you need. Go get the restroom kit at therestroomkit.com. Hey, hey, it's TJ Mercer, your shenanigan storyteller. I wanted to just drop this off to you in your ear because I'm really proud of one of my media mavericks. For those of you who don't know, what I do on my day job is I'm a media coach and a media booker, depending on what I'm doing, but in essence, I teach authors, experts, coaches, and entrepreneurs how to make some noise in the media without a publicist, without being a celebrity, and without tons of insider connections, because the only insider connection they need is me. Because I worked in Hollywood for 20 years on some of the biggest shows on television. So I'm a beast at what I do. So one of my mavericks, I think she's been with me for about 2.5 years, she started out doing publicity because she does these amazing tablescapes. And so she was doing media of going on and doing demonstration segments on how you could decorate your table for a Super Bowl party, for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, for any special occasion. And so she was doing it pretty regularly. And for some reason, she just didn't want to do it anymore. And Andrea, that's her name, Andrea Harrison. Andrea is the type that she has this amazing gift, because she ended up kind of working really closely with me, but she has this amazing gift where she can take my words and turn it into a meme or a graphic or whatever. And she's a big doodler. And so, you know, sometimes people don't, you know, embrace who they really are. And that was Andrea. And I guess for some time, she had been made to feel less than because she likes off the beat stuff, like doodling and just how her mind works in quirky ways. But for me, I see that. I saw it. And I think God has just given me a gift to really see what people are really good at, that they may not be tapping into or be talking about because whatever reason, somebody has made them feel shameful about it. And so that's Andrea. But after a while, she just got tired of tablescapes. And her daughter, Madison, actually is one of my mavericks. And I've coached Madison for her TV segments. In fact, Madison was actually on the Steve Harvey show, and I coached her for that. I surprised her in Chicago. That's when Steve was still shooting in Chicago. I surprised her and everything, was there and backstage with her, and she rocked it. And Madison is a very gifted child, and I mean gifted as in off the charts, brain power-wise, you know, to the point where she's being homeschooled now because she was so far ahead of her class. And so Andrea is no longer doing tablescapes. And so she still has to contribute to the family income, right? So she decides to look into a network marketing program called Paparazzi Jewelry. And if you've never heard of Paparazzi, it's basically very cool jewelry for $5. And love it or hate it, you know, I don't know enough about network marketing to have a strong opinion about it. But good morning. Happy. How about you? Good. Have a good day. But yeah, I don't know enough about it. Good morning. To have a strong opinion about it. I just know that I have several friends in network marketing and they are killing the game. So I'm thinking if you work it right, it can be very lucrative. I was going to say ludicrous. It can be very lucrative for you. And so I've watched Andrea take this paparazzi thing and just blow it out of the water in a matter of months. Because one of the things that I coach my Mavericks, and whatever brand you have, you still have to position it, especially in the media, in such a way that it serves the audience. And as a result, Andrea never looked at paparazzi as just a business. She started looking at paparazzi as a way to engage women, to make them feel beautiful for not a lot of money. And, you know, because $5 at the end of the day, it, you know, it could, depending on how, you know, low you are, it could break you. But $5 sometimes is what people will use to splurge and just buy a nice piece of jewelry for themselves. And so Andrea started just being on this mission with this and using it as an entry to actually get to women's heart, to touch their lives, to make them feel beautiful, to make them feel seen, to make them matter. And it got to the point she was just slinging the bling. And she started doing these Facebook Lives before I started noticing it becoming a trend. Andrew was one of the very first ones who decided to do like a Facebook Live QVC. And I popped in on her one day and girlfriend was like, $5, how much, $5, how many you want for this? It's just $5, you can buy four pieces. You can buy one for yourself, one for your mama, one for your sister, and then just one just to make somebody feel better. And so I used to tease her like, you act like you slinging some crack out the trunk. $5, just $5. And I mean, she would go to like, I think there's one post she did where she would go to Denny's and the waitress complimented her on her bracelet or something. Next thing you know, Andrea's showing me pictures of how she went out to her trunk, got the, you know, her bag and have laid out in Denny's and women are coming over in Denny's buying $5 jewelry. And so she has, you know, I guess with network marketing, you know, all these levels that you achieve. And so Andrea has already in a few short months done whatever it is in the paparazzi company that she got an all expense paid trip to go to the conference where only the elite leaders are. I think I could be getting this wrong, but only like the top tier people are there. Because one of her posts was like, out of 200,000 consultants, only 250 are at elite level. Andrea is one of the elite. And the point I really wanted to share her backstory is, first of all, I'm just really, really proud of her. And the tagline of this podcast is called Where Faith Collides with Laughter. lessons in love. And so this is the love part, because I'm so freaking proud of her, because I know how low she's been trying to find something that brings her such joy. And seeing the pictures, her face is just lighting up. Her blowing up my inbox. I can't even respond to all the inbox messages she sends to me to tell me what else has happened on her journey. But I wanted to communicate this to you, is that whatever you choose to do, when it's in service, when it's actually helping others, there's going to be joy attached to it. And I want that for you. I love coaching my media mavericks. Love it. So there's joy that I get to wake up and help people tell their stories. I want that for you. Don't downplay, don't dismiss the things that make you uniquely you, that God has built you to do, because it doesn't fit in a certain mode that makes the people around you comfortable. Andrea has found her home around the people of Paparazzi. She's getting ready to do her first conference. And I helped her craft that out. And within just a few hours of announcing her doing it, I think she sold like 20 tickets. The space only holds like 50 people. So she was already half there in a few hours. And she's assembled an amazing lineup of speakers. She's already landed a sponsor. And it's like, that's what happens when God has called you to do a particular thing. Things just start lining up. Connections just start manifesting. The funding, the resources starts to actually materialize. All because you followed what you should be doing. And so that is what I want you to consider. That is what I want you to think about. Are you living in a place of joy because of what you're contributing to the world? That's the question I would leave for you. All right. Do your thing. Go out and make God smile. I'm going to make him laugh. Subscribe. Review. And share, but no pity shares. Okay? All right. Talk to you later.
Well, that's it. Hopefully, you enjoyed what my TT shared with you. And like she always says, let's go out and make God smile. And don't forget to hug somebody. It's T2 Mercer signing off now. See y'all later.